5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey guys,
it's
happening with Snooki and Joey.
Good morning, hunties.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. I'm going to start.
Are you hungover today?
No, I'm not hungover, but I'm having a lot of trouble controlling my body temperature. Like, I'm going from like.
All right, because you look a mess.
Hypothermia. I look like Kris Jenner before the facelift.
Yeah, you look a mess.
I am having trouble. I woke up, me and Pickles, Twiggles were freezing, shivering under the covers. We couldn't even move for like hours. And now I'm wearing a robe. I came out here to cozy up, and now I'm sweating my ass off because I'm drinking an espresso.
Maybe you have the flu. You know, something's going around. I felt sick all last week, and I think I had like a sinus infection.
Well, welcome to the show, ladies. We're going to figure out, we're going to do some investigational work and see what's wrong with us, but...
Or maybe it's just freezing. How much snow did you get? You guys, there was Snowmageddon last week.
I think I got like 8 inches.
And I drank all the martini. Wait, shout out to Filthy.
Oh my God, you see the box they sent us?
Filthy sent us a PR package of all over that products. They sent me, oh my God, so I didn't know they had olives, their own olives.
Mm-hmm, I got them all. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so they sent me the olives. But it wasn't just regular olives. It was olives with a pickle inside of it.
Oh, I didn't see that
one. Did you get that?
I haven't opened the pickles yet. I mean,
oh, my God.
Thanks. They're in there.
Phenomenal. Phenomenal. So I put those in a martini. That was very nice. But I didn't know they had like a Bloody Mary mix.
I just saw that. Margarita.
They gave me another mix. I forget what it was. Margarita mix.
Uh-huh.
Like Filthy.
Thank you, Filthy. If you're ever getting into the podcast... advertisement game, let us know, girls. We'd love to partner up and be long-term partners. They have like, yeah, and they sent me the jumbo juice. I didn't know how big the jumbo pickle, olive juice was.
Yeah, so shout out to Filthy for providing us yummy drinks for the snowstorm. How much snow did you get?
I think I got like 8 inches. I can see on the deck now it's about like 3 inches now, but that's what that was like last week. So like,
8 inches.
Like... Did you get 8 inches?
We got like 18 inches.
Oh, maybe. I don't know. I wouldn't know because I was upstairs. I bet it's up here. So whatever lands on my balcony, that's all I know.
Yeah.
And then me and Wiggles went out for a beer run because no one was delivering and Billy wanted to watch the game. So I brought Pickles out for the first snowfall of the year and he was having fun there. But yeah, it wasn't that. It was bad. I mean, I guess it was bad. But, in the city, you don't drive and like, I don't know. It's just like we went hiking, but it was like snow. It was like plowed and stuff.
Yeah, it was a ton of snow.
Made a ton of snow. I can't continue the show because I have been, I'm sure you've been flooded with well wishes. I have been flooded by way of you with well wishes. I want to talk about your vulnerability and your health scare that you were so brave.
Oh my God, my TikTok. Can we talk about that? Because everyone is texting me like, are you dying? Like, oh my God, you guys.
My father had a whole conference call about it. Like, all his friends are calling
you.
It's like a whole thing. So
people that I haven't talked to in 20 years hit me.
Well, you're helping so many people, Nicole, because like everyone is, you're the new
mother. That was the point.
Meet a Mother Teresa.
Yeah. No, that was literally the point of me making my video.
So I don't have a SNRB, so I didn't know the severity of it. Then mm-hmm. I'm like, everything's, it's like you opened my eye to like this whole other world. And now all these women are coming out of the work telling me about their experiences. I had no idea. Both of my sisters had the exact same thing you had.
Crazy.
Same exact
thing.
See,
and nobody talks about it. So
why do you think it's a stigma? Because it's a cancerous thing, or is because it's about like you like you are women ashamed of it because they feel like they did something wrong and they're not like they're not as much of a woman, or like what's the stigma behind it? I'm confused.
No, I don't know. Because so obviously, you know, if you guys saw my video, I'm going to surgery soon and I'm literally freaking out. Yeah, a comb biopsy, and they have to put me out, and then I'm basically just spread eagle, and they have to go up there and take the cancerous cells. They're basically chopping like a cone shaped biopsy, like a cone shaped cut out of the top of my cervix, send that out for biopsy to make sure like nothing traveled up. And then once I get those results back, if it's not great, then I'll probably end up having to do a hysterectomy, which is like terrifies
out?
Me. Take the whole uterus, everything.
What does the cervix do? Is that how you have babies?
The cervix? Yeah, that's where you have babies and stuff. Mm. Yeah. So I didn't know that this was like such like a known thing because nobody ever talks about it. And when he told me that I had to get the surgery and I was freaking out, and you know, he's like, you need to stay on top of your appointments because if you don't, then this can escalate to like, you know, severe cervical cancer, and it's not great. He's like, we can prevent this. You just have to stay on top of your appointments. And I never did because, number one, it fucking hurts. Do you know what a pap smear is?
I know that's when they scrape little juice out of the inside of the snurb and then pull it out with a scalpel.
Yeah, so you're basically spread eagle at the appointment, and they put this big clamp in you like this.
Forceps.
And then it opens up. Yeah, and then it opens up like this. So your hole is like open. And then they basically go in there and they get like this little, it's like an eyelash brush, you know, for mascara.
Yeah,
He goes in there and does that. And then that's it. Like he'll take a sample of that and then he'll send it out. So then if that happens and it comes back, which happened to me like three times, it comes back that there's precancerous cells in there.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have to go back and then you do the same thing. It's called a colposcopy. And he put this like iodine in there to like see if he could see any cancerous cells. He says he puts vinegar in there, so it like stings a little bit. It's just not
throwing anything
pleasant.
You find up there. Is he wearing goggles and a mask?
I don't remember. I think I took a video of him because he told me I can't have sex for like 5 days after the colposcopy.
And you had to show it
so
your
I
husband.
Wanted proof to be like, see, I can't do anything. So I did take a video of him, but
wait a second. How do they see the cancer with his, does he have binoculars on, or does he stick a camera up your snurb?
I don't know, because I'm sitting looking at the ceiling, dying, like trying to think of anything else. So I'm not actually seeing what he's doing down there. I just feel it.
Well, I can,
so
I know,
the colposcopy, he has a clamp and he just like clamps it and takes a big chunk out of your cervix.
You hear
so
it?
So he did that twice on both sides. Yeah. And you could feel it go. So he
how
did both
far
sides
up there
of that.
Is it?
It's like right by your cervix.
But is it past? Like, can like a boy reach it with his pishkadil where he's doing it, or is it like further?
Yeah, that's
up?
Why you can't have sex after they take samples from
so
it.
So it's not that far. It's not going up into your like your guts. It's like it's in your snurb.
I mean, it
back,
feels like
in
it's
back.
In your guts.
But it's in the back.
No, it's basically because your cervix is in your stomach, so it does feel it feels like it's in your belly button. So he did that, and then he was like, all right, called me right away. He's like, we have to schedule it. He called me, and he was like, let's do it this week. And I'm like, I can't do it this week. That's when I was going to Canada. And then now I'm going to Orlando this week for Giovanna's cheer competition. Like, after you get this done, like, you have to, like, rest. Like, for a week, like, just, you know, just make sure you're good. So I'm going to do it when I get back from everything. But, yeah, I basically just made the video because – after he told me all of this and I was freaking out, like crying in the car, I called my mom. I was like, I'm dying. I don't know what to do. I'm terrified of, you know, doing this surgery, this procedure. I went on TikTok and I put in cervical cancer, colon biopsy, colposcopy. So many videos came up of women like talking about it. And being like, you have to keep up with your appointments. I just did this and now there's no cancer cells in there. So I was like, oh, my God. Like, I feel like nobody talks about this. And those videos actually made me feel safe and like, okay, this is normal. You know, like, it's not just me going through this. So I was like, all right, I'm going to do it for everyone because I have a platform. Why not? But now the headlines are like so misleading. Like, I have cancer, I'm dying. Like, stop. That's not what I said.
Right.
But it was more of just like awareness to stay on top of your, to stay on top of your appointments. Like, that's like for men. Like, you have to go for your prostate. Yes.
Yeah. I saw more positive.
Feel is more invasive.
I saw more positive than I did negative. Thank God. I think that, like, you know, the title can be confusing. I think like just the what do they call it? The haters were like, oh, she's faking for clout that she has cancer. First of all, no one's ever, anyone who's faking.
Oh, I'm not even reading the comments.
Yeah. No one's, I think the majority of them were saying, like, you know, about awareness. And, like, I think it's a good thing that you did because, you know, it's, you have to be brave.
It's happening.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Remember when I had something similar? I don't know. It's not. It wasn't an organ. Well, actually, it is the biggest organ. Remember when I had that skin cancer scare when they had to cut a little thing of my stomach off, and then there was a freckle, and they said, "Oh, there's something. Let me just biopsy this freckle just in case." I said, "Okay." They biopsy the freckle, and they said there's cancerous cells. So I had to go back in, and they had to, like, numb me. They had to cut a chunk of my stomach out, and then they got it all out, so there wasn't any more. But they had to, like, you have to constantly check and get naked in front of the dermatologist.
Yeah, that's another popular one, skin cancer.
Yeah, yeah, because you never know. It looked like a fucking regular freckle, like a regular little freckle out of nowhere. Like, and he's like, "Oh wait, we got to check that one out." And then, you never know. Just get to the doctor. Do we have?
Yeah.
Is there free healthcare in this world for people, or do we have to go to another country for that?
I feel like no. And then all the comments are saying, like, so I have to go every 6 months for Pap smears because I do have those cells, but I feel like it's just like one time a year. But insurance does not cover that for a lot of people. So it's sad.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you're just take care of yourselves.
This year I told myself, like, I'm just going to stay healthy. Like, I just got back from the gym. I'm going to eat good. I'm going to do the surgery, even though I'm scared, but, like, whatever. And, oh, I went to the doctor as well. I got my blood. I got my blood drawn, so we're going to see how that goes. And then I talked to the doctor about my anxiety and my depression.
Oh, right. How did that go? Are you pilled up?
So she prescribed me something, but I don't want to start taking it until after the surgery because I feel like I don't want, like, things in my body that I just started and I'm going under anesthesia. So I'm waiting.
It'll help with the anxiety, and the scariness of the surgery.
It doesn't kick in for like 3 weeks.
Oh. What flavor did they give you?
So I'm going to start till after.
Do you not want to say?
They put online? Me. No, yeah, she put me on Zoloft.
Oh, good. Classic.
That's a good one, right?
It's all classic. It's like a Gucci handbag. It's classic. It is.
Yeah.
It goes with all outfits. It is you know, and it's a hard worker, and it's, you know, it makes everything just feel better.
Yeah, so I feel like a lot of my friends that have anxiety and depression, which is basically all my friends, they're literally on Zoloft.
Yeah.
So when she said that, I was like, okay, I'll try it. So
I had
that
back in the 90s, I think.
What are the side effects of that?
Nothing.
Like, I don't.
The side effects are you don't have thoughts sometimes, depending on how strong you are. But you can go up and down your dose. You're on an initial dose, so you'll be fine. But the one thing is, it's like, I don't honestly, it's like, when take things, like, it quiets the crazy. So, like, instead of, like, getting over emotional and working up and, like, going into deep depressions or getting really overexcited, you're more like even tone. So it's like, you know, you can handle things more evenly and it seems less stressful. It just all works out better because you're not going extremes. So, like, But one thing I remember that I noticed it the most was when my mother died. Like, I knew myself prior to me. And when mommy died, like, I probably would have injured myself acted crazy or ruined my life or something. I wouldn't have handled it as well as I did. Do you know what I mean? It wasn't sad. It wasn't like I didn't realize the severity of it. It wasn't like there was nothing wrong. Like, I didn't feel like it, not in my body at all. It's just like how I processed that was a normal human reaction, a normal human processing thing. Where before, when I was irrational and all imbalanced, I would have done crazy shit or acted crazy or not been. It wasn't a healthy way to react to things or anything. This made it so human for me. Like, you know, I felt normal. I didn't feel like I was doing anything wrong. I felt like this is how it should be. And I handled it as an adult. But it was, you know, of course, depressing. And I used it just that. That's when I realized that I need this in my life because it's something that makes me process life in a healthy way. So it's not like I'm, you know, and so I don't get the crazy. Like, I used to have this anxiety. Remember, I used to have anxiety attacks where I'd wake up in the middle of the night screaming. My trigger was thinking about death, and there's nothing I can do about it. And there's that feeling of there's nothing in the world I can do about it, and I had zero control over something that made me fucking go crazy. So I used to be like thinking about it when I'm driving, and I would just start screaming at the top of my lungs and like screaming. And in the middle of the night, I would rip out of myself out of the bed, jump, leap out of the bed, run outside, and scream up and down the streets at the top of my lungs, screaming. Because there's nothing I can do about it. And then I would have to like take Xanax and knock myself out for a day because I couldn't deal with it anymore.
No, yeah, that's crippling. Yeah.
So now it's like I don't have that anymore. And I just process everything more evenly. And just like, you know, it's I can think about it it scares me. But I'm like, oh, no, don't think about that.
Yeah.
And also OCD. I also had OCD. I was a horrible OCD. That's when I was like anorexic because I had a fear. I had a OCD about throwing up. It's called emetophobia. It's a fear of throwing up. So I would starve myself because I was for anything I ate. I was terrified that I would throw up. And so every time I ate anything, I had to pray and have a ritual prayer to all these saints and all these things. And I did this psycho prayers. To all these people, all my dead relatives and everything, saying, "Dear Saint Anthony, please find a way not to."
All right, so you're more mental than me. I feel better.
No, I am, but I'm saying that like my OCD completely went away with it. Not any special OCD medicine, but there was like I was fucked up, and it's like this. I've been on this for over almost 30 years now. Like
So the doctor asked me about like my symptoms. I didn't realize that I've been having panic attacks.
Oh right.
So I told her like randomly, like. If something triggers me, my heart will start to race and my body will get tense and I can't breathe. And she's like, yeah, you're having like panic attacks. And I was like, oh my God. And I, you know, it's just hard for me to calm down. So I didn't know that that was happening. And then what else was it? Oh, the OCD stuff, like the volume. And it's like little stupid things, but like I have to, you know, when like you sip and you swallow. I have to swallow even numbers or something bad's going to happen to my kids. So it has to be like 8 sips or 6 sips.
And then if I do
6 sips and then I'm like, oh, that's not right. I'll do 2 more to go to 8.
So exactly mine
it's
with the volume.
Fucking wild.
If I had to turn the volume up, that means I was going to throw up. So I had to go at least one or two down so I had to turn it all the way up. And then I had to always turn down too, because that means I was swallowing it back down. So like I couldn't leave it up, because that means I was going to throw up.
Yeah. So for the volume, for me, it has to be on an even number.
Be committed.
If it's at 11, like my family's dying.
Oh no!
It has to be 12. It has to be
no,
12 no. or 10.
Yeah. No, even numbers for me. It was even numbers for me.
Yeah.
And everything had to go down.
I was telling her that.
Even like something through like
silly little things that I do, and she was like, "Oh, honey, you have OCD." I'm like, "Help." I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad we are self-aware queens.
Are we cuckoo birds?
We are, but we're also helping people. I'm sure all the Crusaders, you know, the Crusaders are fucking nuts too, if they're listening to us for fucking 10 years.
Oh yeah, Crusaders, let's all go on, what am I on?
Zoloft and Filthy Martini.
Yeah.
This podcast sponsored
Filthy
Martini.
Okay, let's go on lithium and just really just paralyze ourselves.
I know.
No emotions.
Well, I'm glad we had that's the health portion of the podcast. Make sure you go to the doctor, even if you don't have insurance. I would just show up and then give a fake address, so they can't like send you a bill.
Yeah,
Do you know what I mean? I'm going to start selling fake IDs for health scams.
Yeah, so that's that.
Mira, that's that.
That's what's going on.
I do want to bring some attention that due to unforeseen circumstances, the Snooki Shop will be closed in Seaside for that day.
Ugh, bitch.
What was the unforeseen circumstance?
Well, the Seaside down the shore got a ton of snow. And my building, I guess there's a ton of ice on it, and it started to leak through my store.
We're going
to
get shadow banned if you said ice.
It went through my store, and then... yeah, the ceiling fell apart and it's leaking. So I'm trying to get that fixed. I need all new floors all over that. My floors are all bubbled.
Did you have any losses? Any inventory loss due to the
storm? Yeah, I only lost one rack, so I have to call my insurance.
What was on it?
But
tube tops.
It was like all my cute hats and cute sweaters, which I'm really upset about. But yeah, so Seaside is closed for this weekend, but I have to get all new floors, and it sucks.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry.
Life of a business owner.
Do you like my robe? It's in my Shopify right now. If you go to my... Do you have a Shopify? You can make millions of dollars.
I don't even know what that is.
Oh, my God. It's basically... It's like my new thing. I suggest things, and then everyone can click on it and buy it, and I get a cut.
Wait, so is it like an Amazon store?
No, but it's the best thing ever. I had a meeting with the owner the other day, and they they set me up with this little thing, and I because I always like things I want to show everyone. Then I have to put a link all in one place. This place, you just go there and then you can like share links. And then
because everyone loves your aesthetic.
Yeah, no one has to pay for it. No one pays me. Like, it doesn't cost you more. It doesn't cost the company more. They just like, I don't know whose the money's coming from. But everyone has like a different, it's like a different like percentage. Anyway, but it's not for me to make money. Well, it is, but it's also for me to share. This is from Quince. I'm going to put this in my shop. All the links are in my bio.
Ooh.
But then also, people will send you, things to try. Like, all different companies will let you, like, pick out anything you want to try. And if you like it, you can share it. If you don't like it, then you just get a free gift.
Very nice.
The life of an infant, the life of a showgirl. Speaking of life of the showgirl, do you see our good friend, Claudia Turdy-Lou, was the Masked Singer. She was revealed yesterday.
Really?
Yeah, isn't that fun?
She has a good voice.
She does have a good voice. She's a singer. She's a singer, an opera singer. So she was the corgi. She dressed up like a little British dog, and
so cute.
She was singing. I don't know how that show works, but I guess like people, it's like it's like a bunch of people every week, and they're like they get all voted off, and then they put their mask off.
Well, I think it's just a one-time thing. Like they have to guess who's under the mask.
But I think they sing for like a couple times, and they perform for like. A couple
Oh yeah,
weeks.
I don't know.
I don't either, but there's another girl.
But if they guess you, obviously you didn't win. Ashley, I don't know.
Ashley Simpson's there. She hasn't been revealed yet, but I know it's Ashley Simpson. She's playing Galaxy
Girl. How do you
girl.
Disguise Ashley
And Heidi
Simpson
and Spencer
voice.
Are there, too. Heidi and Spencer are there, too. I know they are.
Oh, really? I have to watch.
It's good. I'm sure if you do it, can I be the sidekick? Like, you know how, because like Spencer's like not really, he's not singing, but he's like on the stage dancing along with them. So like if you become a squirrel,
can I be like.
It's happening.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Yeah, I talked to the producers and I was like, I think I would do it. I don't know. Because like, I'm not like a good singer, but.
Are they auto-tune the fuck out of it?
Yeah,
you would
but
sing
I was
Selena
like, maybe,
and they would know it was you.
I was like, maybe I'll do it.
You would sing Selena and they would know automatically to be kicked off.
Come on, Aflo.
That's such a cute show. And our friend Jessica Simpson works there. I don't know what's her name. The blonde lady?
Who?
Jenny McCarthy works there.
I love Jenny McCarthy. I haven't seen her in a minute.
She works over there. Remember we went clubbing with her back in the day, 20 years ago?
Did we ever tell that story?
And her sister would come around. Her sister was her makeup artist. And like,
oh, I love her sister.
She had red hair. Yeah.
I love them both.
And then they gave us
free. They're so like cozy and normal.
And then they gave us free Wahlburger coupons so we can get free burgers at Wahlburgers.
Oh, that's the only burgers I buy. It's at Stop and Shop and it's just so good.
Oh, they sell them?
They sell them at grocery stores, yes.
Like a frozen burger. Or it comes with a bun and everything.
No, it's just patties that you put in the fridge. Patties! And Patty. They're so yummy.
Hey, Patty, you can get washed.
Sorry. We pretend you're screaming at someone in the other room.
My cleaning ladies are here. Oh. They're like, going to think I'm yelling
hey, girls,
at them.
Don't forget to... hey, girls, don't forget to clean the toilets. Thank you.
I'm so stupid. Wait, so I only have like 15 minutes. So sorry, friends. Yeah, I have to go on an airplane. I'm leaving at 2 o'clock and I have to shower and I'm not done packing yet. So I'm going to Orlando this weekend for Giovanna's cheer competition. And I was really excited for warm weather. I mean, you guys know that I'm a winter girl and I do love snow. But I was excited to like wear shorts. Florida, it's
30 degrees.
A cold front. It's going to be 70 degrees tomorrow. Which is like fine. But then the next 2 days are like 40 degrees. And at night, it's 25 degrees. I don't think that's normal for Florida. I think it's the end of the world.
Because it's global warming. It's global
warming.
Something's
happening. The aliens are coming.
I don't watch. I watch when I'm into a show, I'm into a show. And I'm not. I am so obsessed with The Traitors right now. And it's on tonight.
Yeah, I have to watch.
Oh, my God. Okay. It's so good right now. Tonight's episode is supposed to be like the most intense episode of to date. There's drama like no other in this show this season.
Drummers.
Members. Colton Underwood is a shady queen and is acting up. She's showing her. She's finally coming into her.
Yeah, I'm
her,
seeing TikToks about him and they're gay-hood. Saying how like how she's evil.
Messy.
And...
evil, messy yeah. queen, and I love it. Well, in the game, I don't know what he's like in real life, but like in the show, he's playing he thinks he's back on the football court and like he's like
oh he's being very competitive.
Very competitive and very very dom top energy. When I know she's a bottom. So and Lisa Rinna's on there, Dorinder's on there, Johnny Weir's on there, Monet Exchange went home, but it's like it's a lot of people. But back to the reason I'm obsessed with it. It's so conniving. And also, Billy never watched it in the world ever. But he loves Survivor, so all his Survivor friends are always on this show. So he loves that kind of competition shows. He got into it. So we watched the whole second or third season. We've never seen the third season. I only saw the second one. The whole third season we watched front cover to cover, obsessed. And now we're on to the new one. They come out every Thursday on Peacock. And I am determined. So I had a meeting yesterday with my team. And I said the first order of business. I said, okay, guys, first order of business, I need to be on The Traitors. So I know this seems like a far-fetched thing and far into the future, but we need to make it happen. Because I found out someone told me in the industry that I'm not famous enough to go on there yet, but I'm not regular enough to go on the regular season where they're just regular people. So I'm stuck in a purgatory and I'm being punished because I can't go on the regular one because people know me already from other stuff, but I'm not famous enough to go on the real one with real celebrities. So it's like, I got to either become a real celebrity or quit.
All right.
Quit.
So what should we do? You need to do something.
Peacock. I found out who is the casting director and the executive producer, and I requested her on Instagram and she accepted me.
Okay, so message her and be like, what can I do to get on the celebrity?
No, I don't want to. I want to slide in. So I started liking things. I started liking pictures of her family, like, you know, here and there. And she's like, she's followed by, and like, we have mutual followers of all our friends in the industry. So like all people that either have been on the show or like have like ties with Dancing with the Stars or like all the other like celebrities are following her. So she knows, that's how she accepts me because we have so many common friends in the industry. So she knows I'm not a stalker yet.
Okay.
So I'm going to do that. And then I just got to start working my ass off in 2026 so that next year I am famous enough to go on the big one.
Agreed. Yeah. Well, I feel like you're already doing it right. You have a good team and we're figuring everything out. And
yeah. And I think
your social media is great.
I don't think podcasters have on there yet, but there's people like, people's like Britney Spears' husband was on it and like Travis Kelce's mother was on it. It's like these people aren't like on some reality shows. There's like, you know, whatever. So I think comedians and And like podcasters should be on there. I don't think there's ever been a podcaster or just an exclusively podcaster as a career choice on there. So I think the next time. So I think, but on TikTok, everyone's doing their dream casting for their dream traders thing. And I have been tagged in 30,000 of them. So everyone's adding me into the thing.
So maybe the casting directors will see that and be like,
Jenny, you and Jenny are on there as well. They want to see not just you by yourself. They want you to be together, but they want you to be a bad guy or one of you or Jenny to be a bad person, but you can't tell each other. So it's like, they want that. They want you and Judge Judy to get in a fist fight at
Jenny
the round
table. Jenny could probably keep the secret, but I can't. No.
Everyone's saying you and Judge Judy getting in a fight at the round table would be the funniest thing they've ever seen.
I would cry, Judge Judy.
I know.
Oh, my God. See, no, I don't like this.
But I'm obsessed with the traders. Bravo to the producers and all the everyone doing things over at the traders and Peacock, because it is the most entertaining thing I've seen in a while, and I'm obsessed. Even if I don't ever get on, I'm still going to support the program.
Amazing.
Speaking of Hollywood entertainment news, did you see Sydney Sweeney? I sent it to you.
Her lingerie.
She is a new line called Siren. It is a...
Yeah, that was a good move for her.
Well, you know who gave
that
to her?
Because I feel like she's like a sex symbol. Who?
Guess who gave her $1 billion advance for the brand to start it, fund it? Jeff Bezos bought her a lingerie
Bezos.
Line. Jeff Bezos. I don't know.
That is so random.
And his wife, Lauren, they gave her, I don't think they gave her, they or something, they're, they gave her all the, they bought, they gave her the lingerie line. They like, they funded it. And it's supposed
that
to, they
the
want to be
the random next thing.
Big brand. I mean, it's $1 billion deal. She's got the most famous tits in the world right now.
And it is like, true, know, why, and I do like the name Siren.
I love
Can
that too.
Can we get
too.
On the PR list?
Oh yeah, like we want lingerie.
Yeah, I would like to test out the undergarments.
Wiggles,
please.
Will you reach out to their team? I'll have Wiggles reach out. But beautiful lingerie, and she's modeling it, so you get a built-in model with it. You get a built-in model, and the thing is, women. The business model
the
is,
thing everyone, is
everyone's having a question about the business model. People hate on Sydney because she's pretty, and like a lot of girls don't. She doesn't seem like a girl's girl. She seems like she's a sex symbol. So like all the boyfriends are looking at her and they're like, oh please. And everyone's comparing themselves to Sydney Sweeney. So there's that aspect of it. And then also
really?
Men really aren't buying lingerie. It's women that are buying lingerie. So they're not going to be women. And it's not like a repeat thing. Like you're not going to keep buying lacy lingerie to wear all the time. Like Skims, yes, because you're buying pajamas. You're buying girdles and like everyday wear that you need. This is specifically sexy lingerie that, you know, you would buy. How many times is a woman buying a nice expensive
I'm
set
sure
of
it'll
lingerie?
Evolve, though. I'm sure this
I hope
is just
it
like
does.
The first drop. I feel like
yeah, I hope
drop
it evolves
different
to pajamas and other like lifestyle things and like
yeah, like
you know,
sexy pajamas and
things like
yeah.
that, like Victoria's Secret style things. Because right now it's expensive. It's beautiful, beautiful, beautiful garments, beautiful, beautiful garments. And they're afraid that you know men are gonna. I mean, men are the her main customer, but they're not gonna be buying lingerie unless they're buying it for their girlfriends. And then, I don't know. We'll see how it goes. I'm sure she's going to be fine regardless of what she's doing.
Well, it's a perfect time for the drop because Valentine's Day is coming.
Oh, Mira.
So they did good PR with that one. Good marketing.
And she looks beautiful. And she also has the movie, $300 million, her new movie called The Handmaid's Tale or whatever it's called. Meet a Housemaid. And then
I need to download that.
Euphoria,
I want to watch that.
Euphoria's work coming back. I mean, now I don't even know what happened in that show. Rue, when was this? So,
it was like 2 years ago.
See,
this is what I hate. You know,
it takes too damn long, and you know, I'm just this how it's coming back. I'll watch it, but it's like I'm not going to be as into it, and I can't see it carrying on for a fourth season because I think those actors have moved on. The Zendaya is working in the sand. She's living in a dune. Cindy Sweeney's showing her boobs and getting controversies on the internet. No one has time to do that silly show. And the other one, the Joe Bigalordi, is, you know,
well, that's
an
why it's the last
star.
Season.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, what
well,
do you come back
my
for
other
seasons
show,
for?
And my favorite show is coming back on Hulu. Did you ever watch Paradise?
I think so. What's it about? Oh, it's what is it about?
They live underground in a cave because it was the end of the world.
Oh yeah, and I didn't know they were living underground for until
oh
the
yeah
first five
you
episodes.
Didn't give it a chance because
the
you
president
were over
was killed.
Yes, you didn't give it a chance. Did you end up finishing it?
No, I'll turn it on when I have things to do.
Well, anyway, I have to binge it again because, you know, that ended last year. And then it was like a whole year for them to release a new one, which is coming out February 23rd. Paradise, if you guys like End of the World, like suspicious, spooky thing. No, not spooky. Suspicious drama. It's a really good one. And, you know, like I'm very judgy with my shows. Paradise is so freaking good. I'm going to have to binge the first season because I forgot what happened.
I'm upset that...
I'm definitely going to get dementia. I don't remember anything.
Well, with your new pills, you remember everything. I'm pissed off that I have to wait for... I'm already, like, you know, Severance. It's like, when the fuck's that coming back? Like, I'm already
yeah,
forgetting everything.
You know what? This is ridiculous. Yeah.
It takes... Don't put out shows until you have everything banked. Take the years and don't let us see anything. I don't want to see it until you can put a whole thing out and not have to wait. I can wait a season tops. Like, maybe, like... So winter to spring, I can wait. No, we're not even talking like summer.
I could do like 3 months.
Three to six months.
I'll still remember.
Six months tops.
But if you're doing it for like 8 months to a year, I don't know.
Two years? Get out of here.
I don't remember what happened.
I don't want to see that.
Hey, get your shit together.
Thank you. Did you know I joined Weight Watchers?
I saw on your TikTok.
Thank you. I had my, I'm on my wellness
journey.
You look
so skinny too, by the way.
Thank you. I'm on a wellness journey. I've been taking ginger turmeric shots in the mornings before my coffee.
I heard that is the best thing to make your stomach flat.
That and your skin, and nature's own anti-inflammatory, so it prevents, it fights, it's a strongest fighting for any disease. Inflammation makes diseases, and if it's not no inflammation, there's no diseases.
Are you a doctor?
I'm a physician. First and foremost, mm-hmm. I'm gonna put a little video on my computer on my phone, and show you how I make them. But it's ginger, turmeric, black pepper, olive oil, honey, and lemon, and it's fucking
yes,
coffee, and it makes you like go to the bathroom, and it's just, you know, I'm a
lifestyle. I ended up buying all those recipes to do it. I feel like someone on TikTok told me to do it, but then I never did it because it smelled weird.
I make them and I put them in these little bottles I get from Amazon. I'll make you a couple shots and you can take them on the road.
All right, this has been lovely. I have to go. I have to get ready.
Okay, Spooky's got to go to Orlando, but I'm staying on the show. So we're going to take a quick commercial break and we'll be right back with the Joe Show.
It's happening.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Okay, welcome back to the program. I'm your host. It's a Peaky and Joey show. It's happening with Peaky and Joey. Oh, he's gonna lay down. Okay, first up, our caller. We have a caller from Pennsylvania. It says, "Hey gals, so my fiance ended things with me via text." Okay, I'm standing in solidarity with you, sister. His mom and sister packed all me and my daughter's stuff in the garage bags. I even gave him the ring back. Then 2 weeks later, he got into a relationship with a girl with the same name as me. Mira, he had the nerve to text me asking for half of the insurance, last payment I got on my own insurance. I don't know if I should give it to him. Okay. I don't know what kind of insurance this is. And the sister, let me read this again. Fiance ended things. He texted his mom and sister. Okay. This seems toxic. I don't know what's going on here, but you need to... Don't worry about petty little things. You need to get the first of all, you have to thank the Lord first and foremost, that you dodged a bullet and you and your daughter got out of there, because this seems like a fucking toxic situation and a mess. The mothers and the sisters getting involved and packing your stuff and throwing you out. Like, I don't know what went down, but or whose fault, whatever anything was. You dodged a bullet. This was not your journey. Get your daughter out of there and start your new life. Don't worry about what he's doing. That has nothing to do with you. Hopefully you're able to co-parent with the daughter. But, you know, this is a sign from the Lord. You dodged a bullet. Get out of there, sis. And don't worry. He can fuck anyone he wants because he'll never compare to you. And he's obviously going with the chick because you have the same name. He seems like a mess. I'm glad you got out of there. Next question. Hey, mama. Hey, squirrel. This is Candace from Northern Alberta, Canada. Snooks, what shampoo and conditioner do you love and swear by? Joey, what's your go-to soup recipe? Thanks, bitches. Okay, I know Nicole uses Orbe because I bought it for her. She likes the Orbe shampoos and conditioners, the big size. It smells amazing, and it just makes you have the most luxurious hair. I have it in my shower, too. I have the black signature one. But no matter what, depending on what your hair type is, if you have bleached hair, they have a good one for that. If you have fine hair, thick hair, like they have all different ones. But the Orbe shampoos and conditioners are the best. I love them. And my go-to soup recipe, yes, bitch. Okay, write this down. It's soup season. Now, I'll give you my quick recipe that I love to do because it makes it just so delish and cozy, and literally it's going to blow your pussy off. Get a pen and paper and write this down, ladies. I'll give you a second. Okay. It is cost effective, fucking delicious, and only takes a couple techniques that you need to know. What you're going to need is a Costco rotisserie chicken. If you can't get a Costco rotisserie chicken, any rotisserie chicken is good. And you get that home. You have that rotisserie chicken. Then you need carrots, celery, onions, dill, and some kind of carb, like a noodle or rice or a grain. Or if you don't like that, you can add a potato. But I like to do it with little noodles. Sometimes I'll do rice. Sometimes I'll add a potato in there. You can also add, you know, any other flare vegetables you want to this. You can add in fennel if you want. You can add in leeks. You can add in spinach. Like, whatever your flare vegetable is, you can have that on the side. But the core thing is carrot, celery, onion. Okay, so you're going to get the big chicken, and you are going to put the whole chicken and all the juices and all the stuff into a pot. Then you are going to put whole carrots, whole celery. I mean, chop them up a little bit, but we're going to blend them, so it doesn't matter. Whole carrots, whole celery, whole onion, and cover it with water. And then we're going to boil that down all through that until it reduces and becomes a thick, yummy chicken stock because all the bones and chickens are in there. Then you're going to take the chicken out. You're going to put that to the side and let it cool. Then you're going to take all those vegetables that were in there in that broth, like the carrot, the celery, the onion. You're going to put the vegetables in a blender, add a little couple spoons of broth into that, and blend it up. That's going to make a delicious slurry, like an orange, bright orange, delicious vitamin-enriched slurry. And it's going to make your soup colored beautifully, and it's going to make it taste silky and delicious. So now you have your boiled chicken water, your slurry of carrot, celery, and onion and in the blender, and then you have your chicken. We're going to pull out all the meat from the chicken. Okay, pull up all the meat and the chicken. Put the chicken, leave the bones out. Put the chicken back into the pot. Add your slurry into the pot. And then I add another round of vegetables in. Then I cut up bite-sized pieces, tiny little chunks of carrot, celery, onion, and any other flare vegetables you want. Put that into the soup and your chicken. So now you have this delicious golden broth with this carrot, celery, onion chunks in it, the chicken, the delicious broth. You season it to taste with your salt and pepper. And then you can add dill if you want, and you have this beautiful broth. But then you do your noodles or your carb on the side. If you put it in the soup, you're gonna store it, and then the pasta is gonna expand and make it all sloppy, and it's not gonna be good. On the side, make your rice or your pasta or your quinoa, your grain or whatever it is on the side, and then you put that a little of the little pasta in the bowl, top it with the soup and the chicken and the vegetables on it, and then garnish it with your dill. Maybe a little lemon juice and some olive oil drizzled on top of it. Bitch, when I tell you, this is the most comforting, healthy, cost-effective soup you've ever had in your life, you're going to like what you see. I guarantee it. I should make it on the internet and show you how to do it. But yeah, that was long-winded. I'm glad you stuck around for it. Next up. Hi, Crusaders. This is Nicole from Orlando. Wait a minute. This is like a Black Mirror. Nicole's going to Orlando. I have a secret crush on my best friend of 7 years, and I'm scared to tell him because I don't want to ruin our friendship. And help a sister out. What should I do? Anyways, love you guys. Thank you. Okay, listen, sister. How do I say this? Okay. If you have a crush on your best friend, if you have a crush on your best friend in 7 years, a man, and he hasn't, and a man like this, and he hasn't got the hint yet or jumped for the opportunity, he's either gay or is not into you. I'm going to be very, very transparent with you. Because if a guy has affection or attention from any woman, a straight guy, he's going to, it don't take much to please a man like that. If he likes you and he's into it, he's gonna jump for the opportunity. I'm sure he either knows, either he's gay, he's not into you, or he's dumb as a doornail and has no idea. He can't see through what's going on. If you had 7 years and you have a crush on him, something's up. I don't want to be mean, but I think that you're playing with fire. I don't know that you have to lose him as a friend, but I think that you have to be ready for rejection in some sort, because maybe I'm wrong, but if he does end up liking you and it's like, oh, would that be the best fairy tale I've ever heard in my life, and you have to run away and have babies together, but it's not looking great, and I'm being very honest with you, because I think that he's not your person, but you want him to be. But I think that he would have made a move on you if he was into it. And I love you, girl, Nicole. Chin up, panties down, mama. A Texas caller. I saw my now fiance's sex video. Wait, hold on. What is going on here? I saw my now fiance's sex video with him and his ex-girlfriend. I was cleaning out my junk drawer and found two of his old cell phones. Oh, my God. And decided to go through them because I was bored. I understand, sister. When he went through the photos and videos, he had two videos of him and his ex making a video. This one has to be probably 10 years old. And forgotten in a drunk drawer. I turned it on by borrowing my friend's old charger to be nosy. So I deleted, you're messy. So I deleted them. It was so weird, and I don't regret snooping. Okay. There's a lot to unpack here. I would not want to see that. I would spiral into an oblivion. I wouldn't be able to handle that. I mean, you can't be mad at him. It was 10 years. 10 years ago, they had video cameras on cell phones 10 years ago. You're a stronger girl than I am. I wouldn't be able to recoup. I would get in a fight with him. I would leave. I'd cause a scene and leave and call off the wedding. Are you engaged? Yeah, fiancés. First of all, I don't think you should tell him that you did that, and you can't show feelings or act on it because you'll just look like a psycho. I mean, I understand like why people, I don't think he was, and also don't think he was saving those phones for the sex videos. I think it was just like, you know, we have junk drawers. We save old shit. Now I got to go through my old videos. I don't think I have any lewd vote videos anymore on the phones, but I should check that out. You're brave, sister. Hopefully, don't ever let him know that. Hopefully he doesn't listen to the program. Well, you didn't give me your name. Anyone in Texas have sex videos on their phone, your girlfriend's going through your shit. New Jersey caller. Hi, Spooky and Joey. I have a funny connection with Joey that I want to tell you about. Oh, God. I used to work for Mac in the early 2000s. Mac used to be the best for their training. Mac used to be the best for training their artists. Every time we went to the training, it was called Update, and I was always try to wait on Joey's line for him to check me out when I would buy things because he was so funny and magnetic. After I stopped working there, did I feed her up? After I stopped working there for the company, I obviously never saw him anymore. So when he showed up as a co-host on this podcast, I was so freaking excited just to show how much talent and humor he has and always had. And Nicole, if you tell me to go be with him, I will. Love you, squirrels. By the way, Nicole, whenever Joey can't make do your makeup, call me. Well, I miss you, sister. Those were good times back when I was a cashier. I'm glad to see you. I'm glad to see that you're following along on my journey. This is the last caller. It comes from a New York City caller. Do you think it's from Wiggles? It says, "Hi, mamas. Day one fan here. I've been dating my boyfriend for almost 7 years, and we now live together. Meet up. We just started living together since the past spring. He is the one for me, and I can't wait to start our lives together. I feel like we've been talking about our future for a while now, but it's like, girl, where's the ring? Wait, how long have we been together? 7 years. Oh, God. We're 25. Okay, you're 25. We're 25 and feel like we are ready for that step. I've been hinting like, ooh, like how they got proposed, vice versa. at the stages of weddings, dogs, babies on her feet too. Do you have any advice or tips or what else to say to him? I don't want to be too pushy, but I don't want to sound crazy too much. Okay, first of all, you're 25 years old. 25 is literally the new 6 months old. Like you're a child at this point. And I think he's just being smart about it. I think, and you just moved in together. How long ago? Let me look here. Since the past spring. Okay. You need to live together for at least like a year before you can start worrying about that. And also you're 25. I mean, unless all your friends are doing, not even fuck what your friends are doing. I just think that he doesn't want to rush into things. I think he obviously wouldn't move in with you and be with you for 7 years if he didn't like you. Now, at this day and age, bitch, he would have been long gone if he didn't like you. So obviously you are the one and you are going to be together. But also, women, I mean, I can get that way too sometimes, but like I've learned to like let it happen and let it go. And he's your person. You know him. He's probably waiting for the right moment. He probably wants to make sure he can have the right ring for you. He wants to make sure that you don't have to wait years to get married. He's probably wanting to like make it perfect and wait for the right time. I think 25 is too young to get married. I think you shouldn't wait a little bit. But I think he's just in his feels and like getting the lay of the land and wanting to make sure it's perfect for you. I don't think he has intentions of not doing it. And I think pressuring him is just going to make it less genuine. You want him to like be comfortable doing it and like it'd be the right time. And it has to be a mutual thing. It can't just be you were ready, so you're forcing him to get ready. It's not going to be as magical. And I think your dreams are very magical right now. I would just wait and enjoy everything else. And your time will come. And when it's your time, it's going to be perfect. And you're going to say, why would I want to rush this? You know, when after you're 30, then I would worry about it. But I think, you know, it'll happen in the next 5 years. Just lay low. Okay, one more question. It says, hi, Spooky and Joey. Love watching this show. My name is Travis from the Midwest, and I was in the Navy. Did Joey serve? He's got an anchor tattoo. Mama, I'm serving looks. I got this anchor tattoo because I was into boating at the time. I did not serve, but I am serving cunt. But thank you for thinking I was in the military. I would thrive in the military, I think. I think my personality would make everyone feel at home and comforted. And I think I'd be like a ray of sunshine in everyone's day whenever in the meek times, laying in the bushes, like waiting to be bombed. I think I would I'd be putting on shows. I'd be putting on events. I'd be blowing everyone. Everyone, free blowjobs for everyone, for the whole platoon, the goon platoon. But thank you, Travis. If I ever join the service, I will be sure to tag you. Well, this has been lovely, ladies. I do need to go because it's hot in here. I want to take my top off and I have to get my day started and get ready for the traders tonight. But I love you all, girls. Thank you for listening. Chin up, panties down. Everything's going to be just fine. Make sure to book me on Cameo. Make sure to book Spooky on Cameo. And make sure to check out my Shop My for all of my suggestions. The link is in my bio. Love you, girls. Toodles.
It's happening.